thank you, Merv and Hartley, for coming in. We're going to begin the interview now. It's Monday, the 4th of December, around about 1:30 p.m. And we're going to ask a whole lot of questions. We'll start with some questions around your full name, and then other questions around dates and your close family. Then we'll just talk very generally about market gardening.
My name is Hartley Gordon I was born on the 24th of November 1921. I was born at a hospital at North Adelaide.
Okay, so Merv, can you introduce yourself?
Yep. My name is Mervyn I. My date of birth was the 24th of November 1921. I was born at Athelstone, my full name of my father is Yield Raymond Stanley I. He was born at Athelstone also, and he's born in August, I couldn't tell you offhand the year. His occupation was a market gardener at Athelstone. He was born in Australia. No, it doesn't apply the migration part.
Okay, thank you. And your mother? What was the full name of your mother? And when was she? It doesn't matter about the date.
Our mother was Ada
May.
Her born name was Ada Lloyd. She was born at Highbury. Her occupation, well,
don't worry about that. Okay.
And sure.
Brothers and sisters, do you have brothers?
The family was made up of, the eldest brother was Clement, then came along Merv and Hartley, and 6 years later along came Colin. My wife's name was Daphne. She was a Tristral, and she came from Gersbrook. For children, there was just Clement. Roger was the eldest. He had a twin sister that only lived 5 days. And then later on, along came, 6 years later, another son was born by the name of Geoffrey.
Okay.
Clem Roger was born in early 1950s, and Colin, he came along in 1962.
Okay, and Merv, were you married, and the name of your wife and children? Did you have any children?
Starting with my mother then.
I think, Hartley's answered about your mother. But if you answer about your wife, the name of your wife, and whether you had children, and the names of those children.
Yes, where we start there.
This is from 7.
I had siblings. First of all was Clem, and then Hartley, and later on Colin. My wife's name was Thelma. I married her when I come back from the war in 1945. The names of my children, first of all there's Graham, then Len, then Norma, then John, then Marcia, and then 5 years later I had a son, another son by the name of what's his
what?
Your son, the last son.
Leslie.
Gosh.
Leslie.
Leslie. When were they born?
Doesn't matter.
Graham started. He was born in 1946. Then we had 5 children in 10 years. They were averaged about 2 years apart, so that would mean Graham 2 years later, Len, and then Norma 2 years later, then Jonathan, then Marcia, and what's his name?
Leslie
again. There's 5-year gap between Marcia and Les.
Okay. Were you born in the hospital? Were you born in the hospital? Did Ada, your mother, give birth to you in the hospital?
I'm not quite getting it. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Yeah.
We were born in a hospital in North Adelaide.
Okay. And was your mum, your mother and father expecting twins?
Not sure of that.
Yeah, okay. Was a surprise, maybe.
I think it was.
Okay.
All my children were born in St. Peter's in a private hospital.
And what are your first memories of Campbelltown and Athelstan area? Your first memories of Campbelltown and the Athelstan area. What do you remember?
that it would be at a very early age our biggest memory of those days was of market gardens and the, particularly the large loads of cauliflowers that went from the district to the East End Market.
And where was your family market located?
It was
Market Gardens.
Yeah, our father's market garden. He was in partnership with another brother, Otto, and their property was on George Street, which is now named Lower Athelstan Road.
And how did you become a market gardening family?
Our ancestors came out from Germany. Our original ancestor came out from Germany and took up a large section of land on Lower Athelstan Road. That eventually was divided into four different properties. Our early days, we didn't have a secondary education because when our father felt that our future was in working on the land, and he didn't bother to send us to a secondary school.
He said that primary school education was good enough to work in a market garden, only things changed later on. We done a lot of reading in our young days, and that sort of educated us in how to use all sorts of words and circumstances we didn't learn at school. So that benefited Hartley a lot in his activities with the Athelstan Football Club. He held all sorts of positions, and we both started when we were about 17 at the Athelstan Football Club before World War II, and we helped the club with all sorts of activities and became life members in the early 1950s.
So was the football club a big part of the community at that time? Like central part of the community then?
Yes.
With market gardeners?
Most of the players came from market garden families, and as such, it was their main recreation.
Okay. And your own children, did they get involved with the market gardens?
No. My children did not become involved with the market gardening business.
Well, one or two of my children weren't interested, in market gardening, but later, when they grew up, they were interested in growing vegetables in their own backyard. I taught them how to bud trees and things like that, so consequently, they had a pretty full life in fruit trees and vegetables, whatever.
And what did you grow in your market garden holdings? What were your main fruit or vegetables that you were growing? What were you growing there?
Were we growing now?
No, we're then. When you had the gardens.
Yes, the depended on the season and the time of the year. Cauliflowers were the main, and cabbage, of course, were the main crop during the winter, and that went through till late September or early October.
We grew between 50 and 60,000 cauliflowers in a season. All sorts of varieties that you had to know the correct time to plant the seed. And so they followed on in your trade in the market garden, in the garden, that you had to have it spot on. You planted seedbeds yourself. Nowadays, they have all the plants grown for them. But you'd grow each planting. You planted two plantings out of that seedbed. You'd plant one planting, and then the next week you'd plant another planting.
And where did your family own or lease the land? Did your family own or lease the land?
They were owners of the land, yeah.
Okay. Where did you get the seeds from for the cauliflowers and the cabbage?
I didn't quite hear what you said.
Where did you get the seeds from for the cauliflowers and the cabbages, the seeds?
The seed?
Yeah. The seeds.
Out of all the plants, you had for the market garden, for the garden, and the you watched what was a very good plant, be it mostly cauliflowers, and you put a stake by that one, and you didn't cut it, you let it mature to seed, and you had to cover it to stop if a certain type of bird would eat your seed if you didn't cover it until it matured. Sometimes, mostly in our father's day, he would see a cauliflower that he liked that was a little bit different, and he would save that, and actually new varieties gradually came into being.
That was brought about by cross-pollination. You might have two varieties, or your neighbour might have a variety that was different to yours, and the bees would go from one to the other and cause a cross in that variety. That's how new varieties came about.
And when did your family buy the land?
Well, the original I took up land in Athelstone.
It was 28 acres.
Yes. That was in the, about 1938, wasn't it?
Mm-mm. 18.
1947, they came, no, 1847, they came out and there was a village at Klemzig where they all went for a start. Then from there they went out to where they wanted to go. Well, the I family actually settled on the land in the early 1850s. And from there was two brothers settled in Athelstone. One sold out and the family went to the southeast. And the other one, where our original family had several generations on the land in Athelstone, they finished up selling out because after the war, they had done with a lot less men working on the land in the market gardens. They brought machinery that helped plant, helped harvest, and so on. And the Atherstone market gardens weren't big enough to that you had to outlay all the money for all the different equipment to sort of bulk grow these type of things, and it wasn't worth it. So there was, from Mondacoot, Spardon family went out there. From Paradise, there's several families went out there. The Harris can't think of them at the moment, but we couldn't compete with those people growing it in bulk.
Okay.
And that they sold it cheaper to the supermarkets, Coles, and so on. We couldn't compete with that.
So when did you leave the market gardening? When did you withdraw from that work?
I didn't quite
hear. When
did we
sell up?
Sell out.
We end of 1967.
Yeah.
What kind of soil was there on the land? The soil?
Still.
Soil.
Oh, the soil?
Yeah.
Well, there were several different varieties of soil in the Athelstan district. Most of the soil bordering the River Torrance was loam and easily to work. The land away from the river mostly was black biobisky, which was only suitable for certain crops. It wasn't suitable for cauliflowers because at the time of the year when you grew collies, if you got a very wet biobisky soil, the cauliflowers would all collapse and fall in a heap.
But the biobisky soil was very suitable for growing onions and likes to carrots and parsnips and stuff like that. They grew vegetables that were very good.
So did you have to do much clearing of the land before you started?
Well, our ancestors, clearing the land, the initial ancestors, they would have had to clear gum trees and wattles and whatever you, they'd have to, that all those varieties would have been growing on the land originally, wouldn't they?
They would have been testing it out for all sorts of varieties of veg. away from the Torrens, most of the Boers were very brackish. Fortunately, the I family had a very, very good Boer that in a time of drought, it provided the water for two market gardens. It pumped non-stop. At night it pumped for our market garden, and in the daytime our cousins. And we got by that way.
So who in the I family worked in the market gardens? Clem? Colin? Who in the I family worked on the gardens?
Originally, all the brothers worked. They divided the property at one stage, and Clem and Colin had one property, and Merv and I, we had another section. Our father, in his initiative, bought an additional property in his time, and that's the property that Merv and I finished up on. It was away from the River Torrens, and the bore water on it were very, very brackish. But we did have a right of way across our brother's property down to the river, so we had a separate pump on the river, and we created a large dam for storage, and that dam was close to a creek which in the winter time flowed very strongly, and we were able to fill that dam full of water initially before the summer started. And that, as I said, it was a large dam, and it provided a lot of water.
And did you employ other people to work on the farm?
We, not permanently. We, for certain crops, we would employ casual labour, and they would be only as casuals and not permanent.
And how were the vegetables sold?
Well, we had a stall in the East End Market, and I was the market man for our section, and I would get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and take the loaded truck to the market. The East End Market wouldn't open for business till 6 o'clock, so you had to go in early to get into your stand and be prepared for 6 o'clock.
And your mother, what role did she play during this time?
Our mother came from a market gardening family, and she actually did a little bit of casual work in the garden, but not much.
Most female, little females pick beans, and or clean onions, because everything was different. We had 18,000 wattle stakes for beans, and then they start growing a stringless dwarf type of bean, and you wouldn't go to all the work of putting stakes in and so on for run it to a climber type of beans when they could grow a bean a lot cheaper and a good bean too. Stick beans, we still grow them in our backyard. They've got a better flavour.
With the Athelstan Football Club, every Friday night I would attend, Thursday night and Friday night attend the club and settle their raffle for them. And I did that since 1978 up till now. I've retired. That activity would bring in $10,000 each year. And I've been doing that for nearly 30 years.
Yeah. These two used to clean the football club for free.
Okay.
For years too. Didn't you? You were cleaning the club.
Pardon?
The two of you used to go down and clean the club.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah.
We did that for about 13, 14 years, didn't we? Clean the club.
Yeah.
And that saved, when we took that on, the club was struggling financially, and they were paying a couple of guys to clean the club. And that, as I said, that was costing them $200 a week.
Yeah. But
so
they couldn't afford.
Over 50 weeks at $200, that's over $10,000 a year.
Mm.
We saved them that for, it would be about 12 years.
Another thing is they worked until they were 76. They used to work at Paracombe in a pear orchard, pruning and picking, and this one used to go up in the, what do you call it?
Wow.
Picker. Yeah.
Both of them.
Yeah, when we sold out the garden, we worked as casuals for up at Paracombe for how many years? How many years do we work as casuals up at in the orchard, Chamberlain?
16 years.
16 years.
We worked up an orchard till we were 76.
Oh,
wow. That's casual. We'd prune. I was up on the machine pruned up the top. In the last couple of years I worked on the ground.
Did you have many aches and pains from that work?
That kept us going. I went with Norma on a trip when I was 79 and climbed up Ayers Rock.
I almost wanted to do it since I was a child. And this will make you laugh, right? I bought two different lots of itinerary home for him. One was like the big bus and the other one was the backpackers. And he looked at it. We went with the backpackers, right? Sleeping in swags with the only Australians on the bus. It was good fun, wasn't it, Dad?